Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Whoa! Where's the joy here? John the Baptizer, what's going on here? John the Baptist is really in your face today. He's boom, he comes right at us. Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath that is to come? Now the people who heard that, the people there to be baptized, they knew what happened in Palestine. And when there was brush fires, the snakes would come out of their holes and flee from the fire. So they understood what he was saying. But John didn't waste any time on niceties, or he got right to the point. He said, if you have two coats, share with someone who has no coats. If you have food, share with someone who doesn't have food. Tax collectors should be ethical. Soldiers should live on the wages they have and be satisfied. And all people should not extort from others or threaten others. Basically, he was exhorting, he was extemporizing on the Torah that the people already knew, but he was bringing it to life again. It reminds me of a story I heard about a guy that looked at the world and what was happening, and he was just crying out to God. He said, God, please tell me what to do. This world's going crazy. And God answered and said to him, he said, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, do justice, welcome the sojourner and the stranger and the immigrant. Be good to your fellow man. And the guy looked up and sheepishly said, I was just testing. And the voice came down from heaven, me too, me too. John was telling us what kingdom life was like. But what does it have to do with us? What do you really want to hear this 10 days before Christmas? I mean, a lot's going on, right? Anybody here tired? I mean, a lot of stuff going on. Do you feel everybody wants a PCU? People want money, they want this, they want that. And they have so much to do before Christmas. You got to clean the house, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to bake the cookies, you got to get the presents, you got to wrap the presents. And then you got to help the poor, and you should be nice, and follow the Ten Commandments, and maybe call mom or dad or call the children. Well, you know, this is not what John's driving at. Well, maybe it is a little bit, yeah. But he's also driving at something deeper. He's looking at being baptized, crossing that Jordan into a new reality, the reality that's called the kingdom of God. I mean, you read Jesus' sermons through all the Gospels. What's his basic message? The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Believe the good news. Believe the good news. Repent. Turn back to God. Change the way you're going. Change the way you're thinking. Look at things in a new way. Have a new worldview. See things differently than you saw before. Because, folks, in the kingdom of God, everything is interconnected. And that's not just theological talk. I mean, quantum physics, which I don't understand at all, but I read it and I just go, wow. They say if you get an electron, okay, and you can divide that sucker, and you put half of the electron over here, and this electron 100 million light years away, when this part of the electron turns, this will turn too. I don't know, but it's saying that everything's interconnected. There's a connection because the kingdom of God, we translate this as God's kingdom is at hand, God's kingdom is near, God's kingdom is in our midst, God's kingdom is in you. Right now, not after a while, after things, or when we die, we go to God. No, right now. The point is, right now, the kingdom of God doesn't need to wait until something happens. No, the kingdom of God is now, brought in by the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why John says, you don't have to say, Abraham is our father. God can, from these stones, rise up children of Abraham. People of all nations, of all races, of all classes, of all religions can relate to Jesus right now and know his kingdom right now. And how do we enter that kingdom? How do we enter that kingdom? How did you enter the kingdom? Do I hear anybody?
Baptism.
All right, you get an A, Larry. Baptism. You know, this past week I had the joy of going to Holy Trinity Orthodox Church. And I saw their baptismal bathing place. Because they have a place where the baby can be immersed in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But also they got steps going down where adults can be in the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit. And then right above there, when you walk into that place, it's like you're walking into the kingdom of God. And there's these icons. And the top icon, you very seldom see an icon of Pharaoh. But there's Pharaoh and Moses. And then there's the Red Sea. It was parted, and it sees there's parts of horses and chariots of the Pharaoh's army that got drowned by in the Red Sea. And then there's the Promised Land. And then a big icon right in front of the baptismal font of Jesus being baptized. What a way to be baptized, to come out of that water and to see this icon of Jesus being baptized. It's amazing. How many of you are baptized? Good. My work's easy. Okay, that's good. How many of you know the date you were baptized? All right. The rest of you guys, you're missing, you know, your birthday. You have a birthday party. You have a baptism party. It's a big one, the biggest stage of your life. You're born again in Jesus Christ. You receive the kingdom of Bikim assists in the kingdom of God. You are people that are kingdom people. And people that are baptized, people right now, that's you and me, us right now. And Jesus was baptized us with the Spirit and, John tells us, fire. In fact, when you read Luke's gospel, you can't just read Luke's gospel, you got to read Acts because it's a two-volume set. In the book of Acts chapter 2, the fire came down like tongues of fire on the apostles and they talked in different languages. See, the fire of the Holy Spirit in baptism gets you going in the kingdom way. We are baptized as kingdom people, God's agents in God's kingdom. I see, 28 people that are lights of Jesus Christ right now, today you are. And how do you live your baptism life? How do you live what John the Baptist was talking about? Well, maybe you're not a soldier. Maybe you're not a tax collector. Okay. But say, for example, you have a good heart and you want to make cookies for the neighborhood. Okay. That's wonderful. But then you can invite some of the people over with you from the neighborhood and they can make the cookies with you for other people. So say you're married, okay? And you want to think about your husband or wife, you want to give them a present. Maybe one of the presents you can get is like a little book that you could tear out your monthly dating or maybe weekly dating. You tear out and then you have, okay, this is our date night. We'll do that. Maybe you're a grandparent. And instead of getting your grandson or granddaughter a computer game, maybe you want to get him or a baseball mitt so he can go and play catch together, do something together. I mean, you're using your holy imagination, your kingdom of God imagination. And if you're a person that has an imagination, you can see, like for example, Kathy, and she needs, anybody can help her with the bulletins, that'd be great, but she's away, and she's in Europe because her son's getting graduating. So Don, he said, okay, I'll do the Christmas Eve bulletin. You know, it might be icy today, so Bob puts salt down there, or Larry reads the lecture today. This is using your Christian imagination to what God is doing in the world, how we are part of that action to live out Christ's kingdom right now. You know, there was a rabbi that was asked by a person, how can you tell when there's the light of a new day? Can you tell, like, when you can tell a difference between an apple tree and a pear tree? He said, no. The guy asked him, well, can you tell the difference between when you have, like, a white thread and a black thread? He said, no. Well, then he said, Rabbi, how can you tell when it's the dawn of a new day? He said, you can tell it's the dawn of a new day when you look in the face of everybody you meet and see a child of God. That's when it will be a new day. Thomas Merton, a monk, had this experience. He was down in Louisville, and he writes, in Louisville, Kentucky, at the corner of 4th and Walnut Street, in the center of the shopping district, I was suddenly overwhelmed with the reality that I loved all those people, that they were mine and I was theirs, that we could not be aliens to one another, even though we were total strangers. It was like waking from a dream. And I saw that we were already one. That's what it means to be baptized and live in the kingdom of God reality. You get food for people because that's your brother or sister. Love your neighbor as yourself. You give your cloak to help somebody that's freezing. You visit somebody that's in the hospital because that's your neighbor and you love them as yourself. That's the kingdom of God, the new reality that baptism means for you. And this is the kingdom of God where we love our neighbors as ourselves. And we do because love is not a noun. Love is a verb. Love is a verb. That's why Luke describes today John the Baptist in your face. Not because John was angry or is so passionate about the Lord that he wants everybody to know this and be the change agents that God can make us to. It's a whole reforming way of life. The Gospels are written so you can grow more into Christ-mindness, Christ-likeness, Christ-lifestyleness. And it's not something you hear in a sermon, not something you read, something that you have to really do to experience the love and the joy. Like John the Baptist, you go and in many ways exhort others to the good news of the coming Messiah. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Amen.